गतो अपि वा जस्मरेत् पुण्डरी काख्यं सौ बाह्य अभ्यंतरम शुचि श्री विष्णु श्री विष्णु श्री विष्णु द पार्ट ऑफ दिस मंत्र नवा नवा मीन्स आई सरेंडर आई बिकम सबमिसिव नवा So one has to become submissive. Apavitra, pavitra va. Apavitra means contaminate. This material world is contamination, infection of the spirit soul. We are suffering just like in ordinary disease condition we suffer on account of infection. Similarly, the one who is intelligent, he should understand that this conditional life is suffering. One should not be foolishly very optimistic that I am very well situated, I am enjoying life. This is ignorance. Nobody is enjoying life in this material world. Everyone is suffering. Samsara dava nalalita loka. This world is just like blazing forest fire. So everyone is suffering, contaminated. This is the sign, symptoms of contamination, that suffering, threefold miseries. Adhyati, adhibhuti, adhidaivi. But as the animals, they suffer, but they do not understand. This is animal life. The animal is being taken to the slaughterhouse, but still he is happy. This is animal life. So when one cannot understand his sufferings of this material contamination, his life is animal life. He knows that he is suffering, but he is trying to cover this suffering by some nonsense means, by forgetfulness, by drinking, by intoxication, by this, by that. He is aware of his suffering, but he wants to cover his suffering in a nonsense way. Just like the rabbit. A rabbit, when he is in face to face on some ferocious animal, the rabbit closes the eyes. He thinks he is safe. Similarly, simply by trying to cover our sufferings by artificial means, that is not solution. That is ignorance. The suffering can be solved by enlightenment of spiritual life, spiritual bliss. That is the way. Anandamudi vardhanam. Ananda means bliss, transcendental bliss. And there is ocean of transcendental bliss. If you want to dip into this ocean, there is chance for you. Anandamaya Bhyasat, Vedanta Sutra says that we, spirit soul, we are by nature full of bliss. That is our nature, Anandamaya. But we have been contaminated by this material affection. So one has to come out of it. That is the process of self-realization, liberation, whatever you call, the process is to come out of this contamination. So this mantra suggests that either you are contaminated or not contaminated. It is not that the Mahavadi philosopher, they say that so long we are contaminated in the Maya, we can adopt any means of self-realization. And after self-realization, when you become liberated, we become one with the Supreme, and there is no more any work. This is partially true. Partially true means when actually you realize yourself, then you have no material activities. That is a sign of self-realization. This is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannātma nasuchati nakāṅkati samasarvesu bhūteshu madhubhakti labhati parāṁ. Self-realization, liberation, the sign is that he becomes joyful, prasannātma. Immediately, if you have actually realized yourself, simply by bluffing that I am God, I am this, I am no. There are signs. If you are God, then you must be as joyful as God, as Krishna. If you are suffering still and you are claiming that you are God, that is nonsense. You needn't become God. You simply, if you become in the light of God, you become joyful. Just like from the darkness of night, if you simply come to the sunshine, immediately your position is changed. It does not require that you have to become the sun. Simply by coming to the sunlight, your purpose is fulfilled. So, the sunlight and the sun is not different. They are one unit. But sunlight is not sun. That is knowledge. If coming into the sunlight, if I think that I have become identical with the sun, that is nonsense. Sun, you cannot become identical with the sun. It is so powerful, the temperature is so high and great that you cannot approach even sun. The scientists say even from so many millions of miles away, if a planet or somebody goes near the sun, immediately will be burnt into ashes. So, this is false claim that Brahma Bhuta means one becomes God. No. That means that you come to the light of God. That is also nice, to come to the light of God. So Brahma Bhuta, anyway, if you realize yourself that you are not, that Brahma Bhuta means simply to understand that I am not the material body. To be convinced firmly, with all reasons and argument, firm conviction. This is called faith. Faith is not flickering. One must be firmly convinced. So, then you immediately become joyful. Just like if you are implicated with some undesirable affairs, and if you somehow or other, your lawyer advises, oh, you are free from this implication, the law does not bind you. Just like you feel pleasure, oh, I am not in this implication, yes. Similarly, as soon as one is convinced that I am not this material body, then immediately he becomes joyful. Brahma bhuta prasanna. Nasuchati. And what is that joyfulness? There is no lamentation, and there is no hankering. If you have hankering, then you are not joyful. If you have lamentation, then you are not joyful. These are the signs. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu. And if you are actually self-realized soul in the light of God, then your treatment will be equal to all living entities. Not that he is animal, he is man, he is black, he is white, he is this, he is Indian, he is American, he is Chinese, he is that. No. Samasarveshupus. Everyone is spirit soul, son of God, part and parcel of God. This realization. Prasanna. He has no enemy. He becomes enemyless immediately because he sees everyone, part and parcel of God. Everything, energy of God, everything belongs to God, everything enjoyable by God, by Krishna. In this way he sees in everything Krishna, nothing else. Prasannātmāna sūcati nakāṅkhati samasarvi. That is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. Madhabhakti labhati parāṁ. Parāṁ, that is transcendental situation of Krishna consciousness. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is to take one from the material concept of life, material consciousness, to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Then he will be joyful. He will be no more hankering for anything material. Neither he will be sorry for any so-called material loss. And he will be equal to everyone, universal brother. So they do not know, they simply talk of these high sounds. But here is the process. If you adopt the process, then you come to the platform. It is open for everyone. So this mantra suggests that either you are in the material consciousness or not, apavitra, pavitrava, or in the spiritual consciousness. It is not that when you are delivered from the material consciousness and come to the spiritual platform, your service stops to Krishna. That is not. Our service is eternal. We are serving here Krishna, and after leaving this body, when you go directly to Krishna, the service is there. The service is the main means and the end. Not that this is simply means and the end is something else. No. It is so nice. It is means and end, both. We are chanting Hare Krishna here, and when you go to Krishna, we shall chant Hare Krishna like that. You see the picture, they are also chanting. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi stabhi jayeva nijarupa taya kalabhi Golokaiva nivasata akhilatma bhuto Govindamadi purisam tamaham bhajami. This picture is the symbolic ananda chinmaya rasa. There is a rasa, mellow. Every ananda, just like if you take a nice fruit, mango, the taste is pleasing. That is called rasa, that taste. Anyway, anything enjoy, there is a rasa. Rasa. You love somebody, you kiss somebody, embrace somebody, there is a rasa. So, this picture is ananda chinmaya rasa. Here, we have got that taste of rasa in a perverted manner. But Chinmaya rasa means it continues. This Radha Krishna with the gopis, they are enjoying, dancing, chanting, that is eternally, that is never stopped. It is not that they become old and there is no more enjoyment or they are separated or somebody Krishna goes somewhere and the Radharani goes to somewhere. No. Everything is eternal. They are enjoying. That is the difference between this rasa and that rasa. This rasa is temporary. Your youthful enjoyment will not exist. It will be finished. Your American life will be finished. Your this life, that life, everything will be finished. And finished forever. Not that you are going to have it again. Therefore this is flashing. It is coming and going. But that life is eternal. That is Ananda Chinmaya. Ananda Chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi stabhi jayivani jarupataya kalabhi. This Ananda Chinmaya rasa is called Alladini Shakti. Krishna's pleasure potency. Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Natasya Karjam Karanam Cha Vidyate. These are Vedic versions. That the Supreme has nothing to do. Just like here, if we enjoy in the hotel some dancing, and next morning I'll have to go into the garbage for bringing money for that dancing. I'll do work, go underground to dig out garbage. It is not like that. That Krishna has to go next morning to garbage. It is not that. I'll have to acquire money by flattering somebody or some working some in hell. No. Ananda Chinmaya rasa pratibhavita, that is the expansion of his pleasure potency. Krishna is Parabrahma. Parabrahma param dhama pavittam paramam bhava. When Arjuna understood Krishna, he says, confirms, my dear Krishna, you are Parabrahma. You are the Supreme Personality of God. This is understanding of Gita. And after reading, I understand that I am God. What is this nonsense? Where do you get this idea? Where it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita? Simply bluffing, all these rascal scholars and so-called commentators. They are all rascals. They do not know what is Bhagavad Gita. Here is Bhagavad Gita understanding Krishna, accepting Arjuna, Parabrahma, Param Dham, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Shasatam, Purusham. The Supreme is Purusham. He is not female. Just like some rascal thinks that he is Kali, he is Durga. No. Kali, Durga are his potencies. Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva. The Supreme has many kinds of potencies. Goddess Kali is also one of the potencies. Durga is also one of the potencies. Not that Durga is the absolute truth. This is nonsense. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Sististhiti palaya sadhana shaktirika chayeva yasa bhuvanani vibharti Durga. Durga. What is that Durga? Durga is the material nature. Very powerful. Sististhiti palaya sadhana shakti. She has got the power of creating, maintaining and dissolving She is so powerful. You have seen Durga's picture. She has got 10 hands. That's a long story, of course. Durga, Chandi. These are all described in the Vedic literature. But she is not the absolute personality. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shaktirika chayeva. She is working simply just like shadow. As the shadow moves, when the original substance moves. Similarly, she is only working under the direction of Krishna. That's all. She is the external potential. Similarly, Radharani is a pleasure potence. And these gopis are expansion of Radharani, pleasure potence. So they are not ordinary girls. Neither Krishna is enjoying like us, that in the hotel at dance in the morning in the garbage. No. It is not like that. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi. So, when you enter into the Krishna's hands, you get so much volumes of transcendental knowledge. And you are trying to present before you this knowledge in so many ways by cleansing your heart from this material contamination. And this initiation is the beginning of cleaning the contamination. Therefore, this mantra suggests apavitra pavitrava. Either you be contaminated or not contaminated. When one is not contaminated, he is releasing this Hare Krishna mantra by associating with Krishna. Just like Rupa Goswami, he is also chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also chanting. But his chanting and my chanting, there is little difference. That chanting is on the transcendental platform, actually relishing with Krishna. My chanting, in the beginning, there are three stages. Offensive stages, liberated stage, and relishing stage. So, you will be initiated for chanting Hare Krishna. There will be so many offenses, we have to offend, we have to defend ourselves from the offenses. There are 10 kinds of offenses. You'll get the least, so we shall try to avoid. Then our chanting will be purified. And when the chanting is purified, then immediately you are liberated. And after liberation, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, your life of devotional service actually begins. Then you release reciprocation of love with Krishna. So everything can be attained simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Everything. The means is the end and the means is the whole. It is not that we accept something and give it up and again come to another stage. No. Yeah. If you have got conviction, if you have got faith, if you are strenuous, immediately you are in the platform. Abhavitra pavitrava sarvavastangato piva. So, any stage of life, just marek pundarikakham, anyone who remembers pundarikakham Krishna, shit like this, yes. Pundarikakham. Pundarik means lotus. Akhyang means eyes. Pundarikakham. Jasparet pundarikakham sa bahya bhantaram suchi. Externally, internally, he becomes immediately purified. So, keep on chanting you keep yourself purified, Maya cannot touch you. Maya's contamination will not touch you. Oh, just like if you take vaccine, the infectious disease will not touch you. Oh, similarly, if you keep yourself vaccinated with Krishna consciousness, the Maya has no power to touch you. And if you can keep, then you will be accustomed. Just like a child, when he learns walking, he requires little help. He may fall down, but that doesn't matter. He again stands up. Similarly, in the beginning, there may be child-like fall down, but if you stick to the position, then one day you will be able to walk freely without any hamper. So, this mantra, abhavitra pavitra va sarvavasthanga, sarvavasthanga, any condition of life, you can simply remember Pundarikakham Krishna. When, as soon as you chant Krishna, you remember everything. So this remembering is the whole thing. If you have got always within your heart Krishna, by sound or by mental thought, by work, somewhere or other, by reading books, anyway, simply you keep your consciousness in Krishna, then your life is successful. That's all. And in the Bhagavad Gita, such person who is keeping always Krishna within himself, he is certified as the greatest of all yogis. Yoginam api sarvesham, of all the yogis. Madgatantaram, simply he is keeping me within his heart. Yoginam api sarvesham, madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jhumam. Same yukta tama mataha. He is first class yogi. He don't require to labor and pay somewhere some $5, $10 and practice this gymnastic. No, it is not possible. And as soon as you come out, you again engage yourself in all nonsense activities. No. The first-class yoga system is to keep yourself always in Krishna consciousness. Then it is always, you are pure. No contamination of this material world can touch you. And you are first-class yogi. All right. Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnav Vamsha Sri Rupang Shagra Jatang Sahagana Raghunatha Nitang Tvam Sajivam Sha Advaitam Sha Abadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitangscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti nāmine śrī bārśa bhānavi devī dayi tāya kripā dhaye krishna sambandha vijñāna dāyine prabhave namaha madhujya ujjala primādhyā śrī rūpā anugā bhaktidā śrī gaurā karunā śakti vigrā āyā namās sute namaste gaurā vāṇī śrīmurtaye dīnā tārine rūpā anugā viruddhyā apā siddhyāntā dhāntā hārine namā om viṣṇu pādāyā gaurā kisarāyā sākṣāt vairāgya mūrtaye viprā lambha rasām bodhi pādām bhujāya te namaha namā bhakti vinadāya sachidā nanda nāmine gaurā śakti sarūpa pāya rūpa anugā varāyate vaiṣṇava gaurā āvī bhāva bhūme staṁ nirdeṣṭyā sajjana priyā vaiṣṇava sārva bhūma śrī jagat nāthāya te namaha vañcha kalpa turu bhascha kripa sindhu bhaye vacha pati tānām pāva nebhya vaiṣṇa vibhya namaha namaha namā mahā badānāya kṛṣṇa prēmā pradā yati kṛṣṇāya kṛṣṇā caitanna nāmine gaurā tiṣi namā pañca tatyāt matam kṛṣṇam bhakta rūpa saru pakam bhaktya mataraṁ bhaktya akhyaṁ bhakta saktikam he kṛṣṇa karuṇā sindhu dīnā bandho jagād pati gopīśā gopikā kāntā radhā kāntā namās stute tapta kāñcana gaurāṅgī rādhī vṛndā vane śarī vṛṣā vāno sute devī praṇā vāni hari priye jayatāṁ surato paṅgā mamā mandā mate gati māt sarvaśya padāṁ bhojo rādhā madanā mohanā divyā vindyā aranyā kalpa dramādhā śrīmāt ratnā gārā śiṅhā sanastho śiṣṣī rādhā śrīlā govindā dīvo praṣṭhā līvī sevā mānau smarāme श्रीमान रास रसा रंभी वंशी बटा तटास फितः कर्षण वेणु सनई गोपी गोपी नाथ श्रेयस स्तु ना हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे चैंट हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे